Orange County Iranians join forces, seek to amplify voices in Iran. As tensions between protesters and the government continue in Iran, Iranian-American groups in Orange County, California, have come together to amplify the voice of the people in their motherland through various means, from holding rallies and art exhibits, to pushing city officials to pass resolutions condemning the Iranian regime. The uprising began after the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini on September 16, who died after 3 days in Iranian police custody. She was allegedly detained by the so-called Islamic Morality Police in Tehran for showing a few strands of her hair, a dress code violation in the country. Rally and art exhibit in Newport Beach. A couple of thousand people November 20 attended a protest at the Newport Beach Civic Center, accompanied by an art exhibit and Iranian live music. "Our goal is to echo the voices that are not heard as much coming out of the city," Nikki Vaz from the Iranian Circle of Women's International Networking lead organizer for one of the demonstrations at the protest told the Epoch Times. Vaz said their demonstration here, "Our silence symbolizes the silence of the international community and English language media, as well as the suppression of dissenting voices in Iran for decades." Women joined in a circle holding hands and facing outward, with signs representing different Iranian ethnic and minority groups, according to Vaz. Inside the circle lay women with bloodied shirts illustrating the mass murders taking place in Iran. The group was completely silent for the whole duration. Mayor Kevin Muldoon and Councilwoman Diane Dixon also expressed their support of the Iranian movement at the rally. Protest in Irvine. Around 300 people gathered November 20 in Irvine at the intersection of Barranca Parkway and Culver Drive, blowing horns and chanting "Down with the dictator" and "No deal with the mullahs." They plead with the U.S. government or any government to have no deal, not give any more money to Iran's leadership. "This Islamic regime does not stand for humanity," protest organizer Masood Ashrafi told the Epoch Times. Ashrafi, a successful businessman and resident of Laguna Niguel, said he has been volunteering his free time to organize protests for the last 2 months. "If we as human beings don't stand up to be their voice, I myself would be ashamed to call myself a human being," he said. "It's not about Iran. It's about innocent women and children who are fighting with nothing but rocks in their hands." Ashrafi said in Orange County the protests have not received much, if any, media attention. "Even police officers were surprised by this," he said. Solidarity vigil for Tehran uprising at Irvine Spectrum Center. On November 17, near the Irvine Spectrum Center, around 500 people participated in a candlelight vigil and silent protest to mourn the 9-year-old Kian Perfilak, who was shot and killed the day before in Izaa City in the southwest region of Iran amid violent encounters between protesters and government forces. While Iran's officials and state media reports claimed that Perfilak was killed by a group of extremist terrorists, his mother said he was shot by plainclothes forces, according to a video circulated on social media. While holding candles and photos of the boy, attendees chanted together, asking the United Nations to take some action. Sunni Farakhnia, vigil organizer and acting president of the Iranian American Democrat Party, told the Epoch Times community members came together to demand justice for innocent people killed by the regime. Farakhnia said government forces in Iran started doing point-blank shooting sprees on the streets. "A government that kills children is not a government that represents its people," she said. According to Farakhnia, the event also showed support for the businesses closed during the 6-day anti-government strike in Iran, which ended November 20, and marked the third anniversary of the Bloody Aban or Bloody November, a series of street violence sparked by a sudden spike in fuel prices in 2019 that reportedly led to around 1,500 deaths. OC cities condemning Iran. The Irvine City Council November 22 passed a resolution to condemn the Iranian government for the physical beating and death of Mahsa Amini by Iran's morality police. Other cities that have already done so include Mission Viejo, Fullerton, and Costa Mesa. Hani Abraham, Costa Mesa resident and Iranian outreach chair for the Orange County Republican Party, told the Epoch Times her goal is to get the Orange County cities with the biggest Iranian populations to pass the resolution she drafted by the end of the year. She said she has contacted 194 city councilors since mid-October. Abraham, 36, said she shaved her head to protest the mandated hijab wearing in Iran when she was 12, before coming to the United States at the age of 14. She was threatened with jail time for not wearing the headscarf, she said. "I'm doing what I can so no Iranian or woman will ever be treated the way the Iranian women have been," she said. According to Abraham, recent rallies in the county may have helped push cities to pass the resolution, especially the larger ones in Anaheim and Costa Mesa a few weeks ago, where police had to conduct traffic control on major streets. "These weekly rallies will continue until Iran is a free country with a secular democratic government and no more innocent Iranian blood is shed," she said.